Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
Of course, the most effective way for football players to limit the spread of COVID-19 is to not play football. But I digress, because there is a crew of football players in the Pac-12 and in the Big Ten saying they're about that action on the field this fall. But the signal callers running their leagues need better defensive schemes during this pandemic. That's according to the players. They're willing to play, but they ain't playing with this coronavirus. The players say protect them and pay them. I mean, appropriately compensate them for their jobs as full-time football players and part-time students. Do that, and they'll suit up this season. Otherwise, it'll be Ohio State versus Michigan on PlayStation. These football players are saying they're not playing a sport that's potentially life or death as it is, on account of cats who can run the 40 so fast they basically become padded projectiles out there on the field. Factor in COVID-19 and their sweat and their spit simulate deadly shrapnel. Now, the uprising of these football players undeniably is a byproduct of the racial reckoning birthed after the death of George Floyd. These athletes are feeling themselves. And that said, with all due respect, it ain't better late than never, right? Because here's the thing. These guys have always had the power.
I'm not going for the okey-doke.
Take that for data.
For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to UrbanMediaToday.com. That's UrbanMediaToday.com. Keep you connected from the fields to the stands. I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.